Right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the Pro XPN toll free line. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian. Oh, Allie, I should turn your microphone on. Let's try that again.
It's Allie.
All right.
And Mark.
And, of course, we're here. We'll take your calls, 855-450-FREE. It is Mark and I's last show in the studio for this week, as we will be leaving beautiful New Hampshire tomorrow for Austin, Texas.
Wow. That's right.
And the Austin, the Texas Bitcoin conference, because this is bigger than just Austin. It just happens to be happening in Austin. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a little bit. I'm pretty excited about it. That's going to be happening Wednesday and Thursday.
Do you have to pull out your summer clothes?
You know what? Honestly, I've been so busy today not packing, and I totally should have been packing today, so I know I'm going to be up late doing that tonight. I don't know what the weather's going to be like in Austin. I mean, it is the winter time down there, so I'm presuming it'll be in the lower 70s, maybe?
You might want to bring a sweater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually not supposed to be particularly warm in Austin when we're there.
Okay. Aww. Yeah, I was planning on bringing, some jeans and some
long shirts. 37 degrees in Austin.
No
kidding. A low tonight of 29, a high tomorrow of 46.
Wow.
It might snow when you guys are there.
It's going to rain.
So anyway, I'm excited about it. TexasBitcoinConference.com is where you can go. You can still, I believe, get tickets through tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah.
So TexasBitcoinConference.com, it's not too late to snag your tickets online. If you wait too long, then you will have to go and get them at the door, and they will be available at the door. You're just going to pay more.
$25 bucks more, yep.
Yeah, go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, get your tickets loaded up. We will look forward to seeing you there. I was talking with Ernie Hancock today. He's planning on being in attendance doing his show live. Angel Clark will be there doing her show live. So we're going to have the bulk of the Liberty Radio Network daytime and nighttime hosts in attendance at this thing, and it's great. So that is going to be a lot of fun. Anyway, TexasBitcoinConference.com, we'll see you there. So we've still got a full show here in front of you tonight, and an update, actually, on a story that we talked about a few weeks back here on Free Talk Live about the Cupcake Girl. Now, I don't think, I'm guessing either of you were not on the show on the night in question for the Cupcake Girl story?
There was a girl with a cupcake having to do with the TSA.
No, this one was an 11-year-old girl who was, she for 2 years had been running her own cupcake making business. And it's, there was this wonderful story that, of course, the news media in the area in which she lives had performed on her. Troy, Illinois is the place where she lives. And so, of course, this human interest feature story, kind of the
heartwarming.
Right. The front page of one of the back sections of the newspaper on a Sunday. One of those kinds of stories like, oh, isn't this cute? Look at this little girl. She's running her own business. How entrepreneurial. How adorable. And it was. It's a great story that she'd been doing cupcake making. And she, she saw some sort of Food Channel show. And it was about making cupcakes, and that just really, set her off.
Good for her.
Yep. And she got a mixer, and she got started, and was selling all kinds of unique kind of custom cupcakes to companies, and like making some for charity and everything.
I think that people generally think of entrepreneurship as like they imagine like a dude in a business suit, but I think that children sort of embody the kind of courage and. I should say enthusiasm that it requires to be an entrepreneur. Because when I was a little kid, I used to think of all kinds of ideas for stuff I thought people would want to buy. And I'm sure if I'd pursued a lot of them, they might have been failures. But the fact that you're a cute little kid starting up something, it definitely helps.
Yeah, it's a great marketing edge that you have over the rest of them. But this just goes to show the leveling of the playing field that being able to open your own business does. This little girl is otherwise going to do what every other young person does, which is go out and get a job, work for some crappy wage,
sure.
Get into debt slavery for going to college and all these things that, that everybody else does, where she was running a business that was competing with adults for their, for people's empty calorie dollar, and she was winning. She was doing great.
And it's awesome because the adults she was competing with don't look very good by like, going after her or saying like her cupcakes aren't as good. So she does have that competitive edge in that too.
Right, and this shows how capitalism is truly an equalizing force, because since she can go out, what people call capitalism is what we have today, and what we have today shut this little girl down. So I understand that's what we call crony capitalism, because people in power, she wasn't in power, she was shut down, she's not following the rules. Oh my goodness, she's not making these cakes in a proper commercial bakery,
right.
You don't have the right venting systems, you don't have the, oh my goodness, did somebody help you with that? Were they insured? Were they getting paid $10.10 an hour? Dear God, we could lose the whole nation to anarchy if we let this little girl make cupcakes for people.
Yep, that's pretty much what it came down to. So this, you know, again, there was the news story that came out about her and her cupcake business, which had, again, been going fine for 2 whole years. Then all of a sudden, the health department of Troy, Illinois, decided they were going to swoop in and save the town of Troy from this unlicensed, unpermitted, and unregulated operation. And they shut her down. She was forced to stop selling cupcakes under the threat of violence by the people calling themselves the state. Of course, they only have her best interests in mind and the best interests of the cupcake-consuming population of Troy, Illinois. And so here's the news.
Of course, they're getting fewer cupcakes now.
Here is the news from BND.com. It's serving southwestern Illinois, some sort of newspaper. Troy, Chloe Sterling just wanted to make cupcakes. Now she'll get her chance to do it legally. As a cheering crowd of family, friends, and students looked on Thursday morning, Chloe learned that a commercial kitchen would be built for her so she could continue her Hey Cupcake business at home. Jason Spengler, owner of Spengler Plumbing and Cooling in O'Fallon, surprised the family at Triad Middle School with the news, saying that with the help of donations, his company will lead the charge to build the Troy 11-year-old a commercial kitchen. An addition to the family home is expected underway this spring and can be completed by the end of May. Spengler said, "Everyone at Spengler considers Chloe part of our family. Her dad, Ched, has worked as one of our top plumbers for the past 7 years, and we've enjoyed many of Chloe's cupcake creations. So when we heard she was put out of business, we stepped into high gear to get her back baking again."
That is wonderful.
It's great when businesses will step up and use this as an opportunity to get a little more press for themselves. This guy's getting a news story.
Great press.
You can't buy this kind of news. Well, apparently you can with the cost of a commercial kitchen going on for a home. But, I mean, it's expensive news, but nonetheless, he's got it, and it's good stuff. But it just goes to show what it takes to, you know, I mean, you got to appease the state. Nobody says, look at these shiftless bureaucrats that have done nothing but make people's lives more miserable, and somehow we're bowing down and scraping, and nobody even says anything about it. Nobody runs over to the health department?
Presumably.
Yeah, the health department, and says, hey, why don't you people get real jobs and actually help people do things? I don't feel healthier. I feel like you've stolen cupcakes from me. I feel like you've put a poor little girl who could have learned entrepreneurship out of business.
Right. You know, she was fine making cupcakes in her home kitchen with her, you know, she had a decent mixer that her grandparents had purchased for her, actually, for this purpose, I think for a birthday present or a Christmas present. But she had been doing just fine. Nobody had ever complained. There was never any kind of incident that that had occurred with an unhealthy cupcake or, you know, a poisoned cupcake or something like that, or a rotting cupcake. It was just the state just got involved as soon as they found out about the existence of her business.
Well, it's also like that, you know, the state doesn't care about what kind of food it is. If it's a prepared food, then you know, it all has to be, you know, they have all their inspections or whatever. This isn't soft cheese. It's not even on the same level of playing field of some things that actually can make people sick.
I'm just glad that her entrepreneurial spirit wasn't crushed, that someone came in and kind of came to her rescue in this, because otherwise, you know, how would she live the rest of her life thinking everything's going to get shut down?
We'll come back, because I have a few more thoughts on this here, and would love to hear from you, especially if you were a young entrepreneur. Did you make something work, some sort of unusual business? Tell us about it. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want right here. Toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Cupcake Girl. There's an update in her situation. She's 11 years old. She's been doing a cupcake business for a couple of years up until recently when she was put out of business because of the government, the health department, in apparently it's called the Madison County Health Department, not the Troy Health Department, but anyway, it's in Illinois. They went after her because the newspaper reported on her, and of course, this is just the way things tend to happen, is if there's a business out there that's doing well, and it's kind of a unique business, in this case it's unique because it's a business run by an 11-year-old, that the government targets those people. It's not uncommon for this to happen. Like, who is this person?
Right. They see the
article and then they just immediately jump into trying to destroy that person.
These inspectors, these people that are tasked with making sure that we're all safe and that stuff. Well, they never find these people on their own. The reporters have to go and report on them, and then they run in and they get their VIG. But you'd think that part of the money that they collect should be actually for investigation, but really that's not the way it works.
Oh, well, we read the newspaper.
That's not investigation. Sorry, that's just reading the newspaper.
Well, seriously, who's reading the newspaper and saying, like, can you imagine being one of these officers that's part of the, they do like a bust, or how do they... send her mean letters in the mail or what?
They probably sent her a letter, would be my guess. Or maybe they visited. Who knows?
I mean, can you imagine being the wife of any bureaucrat who has any part in this and just like
harassing a little
girl? Yeah, I would be like, this is terrible.
Some
imagine
if
it was our kids.
Some of these bureaucrats are moms with kids.
That's true.
Right.
They have to justify their position. Look, the fact is I could justify this. Think about it for a second. If you, for instance, a kid has a lemonade stand, he decides to put it out on Main Street.
Could be peeing in that lemonade.
Right next door to a business that pays bricks and mortar money.
Yeah.
And has all the licenses and everything.
This kid's not SurfSafe certified. We've got to put a stop to this.
Also serves lemonade. Everybody's going to be buying from the kid. It's going to be like, that's my business. I paid for this. I paid for that sidewalk. I paid for that license. I paid for all these things. This is simply an enforcement mechanism for people who have, maybe sort of long-term businesses. You know, that's what it is. Everybody's got to get in line as far
but
as they're concerned.
At the same time, those kind of issues can be resolved just by people. Like, it's not worth it a lot of times to invest your resources in trying to shut down your competition. I mean,
not what happened in this case that we know of.
Well,
we don't know if the existing cupcake store in town decided to target this little
girl.
We don't know that.
But also, let's be clear.
We don't even know if Troy has a cupcake store.
The people that have, cupcake's just a kind of pastry. It's just a sweet thing that people put in their face, okay? The fact is that all these companies that couldn't get their cupcakes were buying something else to keep the employees satiated during their morning meeting or whatever. So I don't know if it was donuts. I don't know if it was, maybe it was celery sticks for all I know. I doubt it very seriously. But, yeah, something was fulfilling the caloric, empty calorie need of these people.
So there's a little bit more to the story. I want to continue with that here in a moment. But if you've been thinking about getting Bitcoins, I can give you the solution. It's so easy through cashintocoins.com. They make it easy, safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive. Plus, customer service is their top priority. Just go to cashintocoins.com, select your option, your preference for getting your cash to them, and they will get your Bitcoins to you in return. Cashintocoins.com. As we go back to the story here from BND.com, figured out what it stands for. The Belleville News Democrat. They are reporting about this 11-year-old girl. She is, Chloe. Chloe is her name, Chloe Sterling. And she had this dream of making cupcakes for people. And for 2 years, she lived her dream until the government health department came in and shattered them. Now there's a chance that it's going to work out for her because of Spengler Plumbing. Spengler Plumbing and Cooling, which actually employs Chloe's father and has for several years, they decided to step in here and build for her a commercial kitchen in an addition on her family home. So we don't know what the specifications are of this commercial kitchen, but presumably it will be up to whatever the government specs are concerned, so she'll be able to, in theory, at that point, legally operate this cupcake making business.
I think that's great that they came to help this girl and spend all this money on this big kitchen that I guess meets all the standards for the state. But I wonder about being this little girl. I mean, I'm just assuming that she's like so excited and really wants this.
Mm-hmm.
But can you think of how your interests change so much when you're a kid? And your parents are willing to help you out a little bit, but they aren't going to like remortgage their house to help you with your little your little plan to make money because you might decide you want to do something else the very next day.
Well, she did do it for 2 years, which I think is...
That does show some commitment.
Right, yeah. And she had actually had an agreement, if I'm recalling correctly, from the story that we talked about originally on the show, and the two of you weren't here for that, but she had had an agreement with her mom that anything that she saves as far as what she's making from the cupcake business, what she saves, her mom's going to match that on a like the purpose of buying a car when she turned 16. So
wow.
She had really like long-term business strategy and kind of plans involved here. But I think one of the sad parts of this story is that the lesson here isn't, hey, kids, you can do whatever you want in life and you can create your own business and, you know, make your living in the way that you want. No, no. The lesson is that you can do those things so long as you have a licensed, contracted plumber who's willing to step up or, you know, somebody else who's in with the state who's willing to step in and come to your rescue. As long as you've managed to finagle yourself into the good old boys network, then you can have your kitchen and you can resume operation of your business. This isn't while it appears to be a happy ending for the girl in this particular case, it's not anything that's good for freedom. Freedom hasn't won the day in this particular case. It's just the little girl's going to presumably be allowed to operate the business. But remember, there may be other hoops now. Because with the government, the hoops don't end at the first hoop. There's always another one that they're going to put up for you. If it doesn't exist yet, they'll come up with it. So, okay, she's going to get her government-approved kitchen from this nice plumber who's going to provide that for her. That's great. That's great. Now, are they going to also require that she begin paying Illinois state income tax on
right.
her government,
yeah.
you know, on her take?
All these things.
Yeah. I disagree, though, that it's a loss for freedom because... This is an example of social cooperation in that, you know, you have this other business that, you know, does have family.
A licensed business.
Yeah. Well, they have family ties to this girl and they stepped in and helped her, even though the state came after her. So it kind of shows that we can overcome. You know,
as long as you have your government license, you can overcome.
What would be the big loss for freedom is if this little girl just never pursued anything again related to her dreams because she got shut down.
Right. It's a triumph for human spirit, but it's not a triumph for liberty.
Well, that's what liberty is to me.
Well, liberty and the human spirit are related, but let me ask you this for a second.
You've got to flate the state in order to get something, then. So, it's not a win for freedom.
Well, let's use reductum ad absurdum here to try to figure this out. An upset. That taskmaster beats what he considers to be an unruly slave within an inch of his life. One of the other slaves comes along and rubs salve on his back so that he can heal more quickly and get back to work.
Win for freedom?
Well, the part where he was enslaved and beaten is definitely not freedom, but people helping each other, that is.
It's good, but it's not freedom.
But the slave's no more free. He's
right.
Just got
the other guy
salve
didn't
on
say, hey,
back.
let's rise up or refuse to work
I
or any of those
things.
I think
he's more free with a salve on his back.
We'll come back with more in moments. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the latest on the Cupcake Girl saga. Her business was shut down after 2 years of successful operation selling cupcakes. She's 11 years old.
She started when she was 9, right?
That's right. And the government agents decided that this was a danger to the public health. Even though no one had ever complained, no one had ever gotten sick. She just got some press, and so the government zeroed in on her and took her out. We'll give you the latest on that situation. Take your calls at 855-450-FREE. But, you know, she's a young entrepreneur, and entrepreneurs are really important here in America and around the world. It's a great thing to be able to create your own business. And if you're going to create your own business, you should also have your own website. Squarespace.com can help you with that. If you are the entrepreneurial type, you like to do things yourself, Squarespace.com is perfect. It's a great solution for those of you who want to just take care of business. Get it done. Don't have to mess around with hiring some sort of professional web developer to go and just get a website right now at Squarespace.com. They make it easy, and it looks beautiful as well. There's all kinds of templates that they have that you can just plug content right into, whether it's a blog site that you want or a portfolio maybe for some of your artwork, an e-commerce site. Squarespace has various templates for you. You just go in. They're graphically pleasing. They're 21st century. They're beautiful. They're very now. And you can go to squarespace.com to sign up for their free account. And you can start right now tonight. Have your website up tonight at squarespace.com. Now, there is a discount code that you'll want to remember. It's FTL and the number 3. That's FTL3. And that'll get you 10% off of squarespace.com, their official hosting service when you're ready ready to officially get started with Squarespace. But you can do their free trial account, and that'll pretty much let you build the website.
You'll know what it looks like.
Tool around with all of their easy to use tools is drag and drop. You just drag content right in from your desktop. You can easily rearrange the elements of content within the page. You don't need to be some sort of web expert or graphic design pro to do this stuff. To make a beautiful website that works, you can do it in just moments, and it's connected. You can easily link up with Facebook and Twitter, and there's a responsive design aspect, which means if you're viewing it on your smartphone, it'll look right for the smartphone. It'll look different if you're looking on a full-size laptop or a desktop computer. So much to tell you about it. You're just going to go and have to check it out for yourself. 99.99% uptime, according to webhostingstuff.com. Go check out squarespace.com. Get started. Use discount code FTL3. That's FTL and the number 3 to save 10% this month at squarespace.com. So our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Aaron is in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Mark. Hey, Aaron.
Hey, guys. Hey. Calling in on the cupcake saga, I wanted to give you the bureaucratic perspective.
That's
why they're attacking or going after it. And this is just my thesis. I am a bureaucrat. I called in one other time with you, and I work for a municipal government. But what I've noticed as a libertarian working within the system is I see that a lot of times government doesn't want to be perceived as unequal, or they don't want to be caught in situations in which somebody could point out that government is treating one person one way and another person another.
Right. If we let this little girl operate her own cupcake business, we'll have to let everybody operate their own cupcake business without asking permission.
Exactly, and that's the reality. This is not going after them because they want more revenue. It's not going after them because they want to see a little girl or bad press or anything like that. What this is you have a story that comes out, and a bureaucrat gets very scared that their boss might see that this particular commerce person, this commerce entity, is not going through the same hoops that everybody else is and would fear for their job or losing their job if they were not treating them according to the rules.
Well, hold on. So, I mean, if I'm a bureaucrat, I'm not responsible for reading the newspaper from my boss's point of view. So if I was truly, if that was my concern, as you pointed out, then I'd just be like, well, I'm going to wait until the boss tells me to go after the little girl. I mean, for whatever reason, I think that they may have an overdeveloped sense of fairness or whatever. I'm willing to go with the fair explanation. I'm not willing to go with the scared explanation because, you know, I don't have any responsibility. I guess I didn't see that story. Must have skipped it over.
You're missing the point. Yeah. It's not. That's just one of the motivating factors is fear for some. For others, it could be just, oh, look, there's another one. We need to go after those people because that needs to happen. This is
part of the job. Municipality believes, and maybe that is common, but I feel like it's even more common to hear, like, every town you go to, people who live there know who the favorite businesses are. They don't do a very good job at making people believe that they're all the businesses are being treated equally because, you know, local governments can be very corrupt, and the corruption seems to become more wide. The effects of the corruption are greater when it's a bigger government, like the federal government. Every time they make a rule, affects way more people. But local governments are operating under the same kind of guidelines as any other government, which is that they help their friends out. So I think that that's just the reality of it, and most people realize that that's what happens.
I think I concede that point as well. There's some level that happens, but the problem I see as well is these small entities, these towns and things, can be fined by either the state or the feds if they're not keeping up their part of the regulation. And so I think that I think people try to follow the codes as established as much as possible. I know many times with these guys that sell roses, like the day of Valentine's Day on the side of the street, I know a lot of them that don't go through the whole rigmarole of getting a business license and make sure temporary use permit, et cetera, mm-hmm. all these other things. And, it's very easy to see them out in force right after 5 p.m. when the municipal government's closed because they know they're not going to get caught. But during the day, they could be caught. And, right. and I think part of this is, too, is our overreaction and our inability as citizens to just go next door to our neighbor. If our if their dog is barking and bugging you, just go knock on the door and say, hey, by the way, it's like 12 and your dog's barking. Instead of calling up code enforcement or calling up animal control and saying and filing a complaint against somebody.
Oh, so I totally agree. Out. I think that that's a much more neighborly thing to do. I think the least neighborly thing you could ever do to somebody would be to call the state on them. I totally agree with that. But in this case, it wasn't a complaint of an individual that that went after the girl. It was just the fact that she ended up in the news article. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I'm just saying, well, however it makes it to the state or the bureaucrats, eventually they will act on that news. And I think in part of it is fear. I know it doesn't explain all of it, but fear is that, hey, you knew about this, you saw this, this was front page, this was front radio, this was front everything, and you didn't do anything about it. Well, you'll have several other businesses that were denied licenses for whatever reason or don't have commercial kitchens, and they will go ahead and they will call up the state and say, hey, did you see that? Why haven't you gone after these cupcake guys?
Oh, and, there's a huge problem with slave-on-slave violence where people who have been abused by the state are the most likely people to snitch out someone else who's operating as a free individual who's not begging permission to run a business. It's usually the people who have begged. So, for instance, if you were to put up a radio station and you didn't ask permission from the FCC first, then it's usually the FCC-licensed radio stations who will find you and report you.
Can you relate in any way to the other cupcake business, you know, that's in competition with this girl? Maybe they've lost a lot of sales and they say it's because this little girl is starting her own cupcake business. Can you relate to them in the sense that they might feel a little bit like they got gypped in the situation where they did spend a lot of resources and energy and probably stress trying to get their licenses, and they're probably upset that, oh, this girl's getting special treatment. And do you think that that's legitimate? I mean, isn't it
no,
kind of...
No, it's like, you know...
Absolutely. Absolutely, right? You make the best point of them all, and that's why we're all talking on this radio show, and that's why we love this show so much.
They shouldn't tax or make anyone do this, but if they are going to make some people do it, those people are punished. If they're not going to let some people get away with it, they're favored.
Thanks, Aaron, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want here in moments. We'll continue. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. We've got a website. It's got a webcam. You can go watch, listen, and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Our chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can see that and interact there. That's cam.freetalklive.com. We're talking about this Cupcake Girl, the latest on the Cupcake Girl situation out of Troy, Illinois, where young lady, 11 years old, is going to be back in business, or at least that's what the article here from BND.com, that is the Belleville News Democrat, would like to have you believe. There's a plumber who's come to her rescue after she was targeted by the state, in this case actually Madison County Health Department, targeted her and took her out and said, you are not allowed to continue baking and selling cupcakes. You're not allowed to bake and give away cupcakes. You're shut down. And they destroyed this little girl's dreams. And thankfully now a local company has stepped up to provide her with a commercial kitchen that will be added on to their her parents' home.
See, now you say thankfully, but before you were bothered by this because she's going along with the state.
Well, no, it's not her fault. She just wants to make cupcakes. So I'm thankful to this company for coming along and helping the little girl. But it's not some sort of win for freedom, as you had suggested that it was earlier, Allie. Because
you had suggested.
Well, I think the process.
Freedom has not won. There is no more freedom in Troy, Illinois today than there was previously.
There are times when people have to come together in these situations where freedom has been crushed. You know, I just feel like the fact that it took voluntary means to get this girl back in business means it is a win for freedom, even though she is doing all the other businesses were willing to do to get their licenses. I just think that it's cool that another business came up and helped her out.
That is cool, and I will agree with you there, and they should be commended for that. They're certainly getting some great press out of the deal, and that's good, and there are all kinds of motivations there, and that's all fine. But there's no more freedom in Troy, Illinois. You can't go and start your own cupcake business or your own whatever business. You can't do anything without asking some government bureaucrat's permission. So there's nothing to celebrate about another company going ahead and taking care of asking all the permission for this.
When you say there's
girl.
Nothing to celebrate, there's the triumph of human spirit here. There's the people doing good things for
They're doing it in spite of the existence of the government. And I agree with that.
Well,
but
you're suggesting
no more freedom.
When you say that there's nothing to celebrate, you suggest that one should only celebrate human freedom, and that is not the case. One should celebrate all kinds of wonderful things happening. You should celebrate when good things happen.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to celebrate getting a license from the government. Then you're celebrating being obedient.
Sometimes that license is the difference between working for somebody else and working for yourself. So it's worth a celebration.
You're still working for the man when you're paying
the state. I don't disagree with you, Ian, but to say that you shouldn't celebrate it makes you sound like a braying jackhole.
Well, I didn't say you shouldn't celebrate
yes,
the whole
you did.
Thing.
You said,
I said
there's nothing to celebrate here. Do you want to get the audio clip? There is nothing to celebrate here is
yes,
what you
about
said.
About the process of being obedient. There's nothing to celebrate there. It's great news that she's got her kitchen. Whoopee-doo. As one of the commenters points out here on the story at the very end on BND.com, probably going to need a zoning variance.
Probably.
Because that's my question is, what's going to come next? What
it
will
never
be
stops.
What will be the next hoop that the government of Troy, Illinois is going to put up in front of this little girl? She's going to get so excited to think she's going to be able to start doing her business again, and then it's going to be something else. Oh, we're sorry, sweetie. Did you think you could start your little business up again? Well, look, you're going to have to come to the zoning board now and fill out one of these zoning variance application forms. Don't forget to file the $1,000 zoning variance application fee, which we could totally deny if we decide we don't want to do the zoning variance. We'll just go ahead and keep the fee. Now, look, I don't know what the fee is or if there is a fee in Troy, Illinois, but there could very well be.
It is Illinois. I feel like that place is pretty crazy with it. Fees and the zoning and the government.
So let me give you a little more from the story here. There's, again, a story from BND.com, local newspaper in the area. The announcement about this kitchen, this commercial kitchen that is to be built by a plumbing company for which Chloe's father works, again, Chloe, the 11-year-old girl who's running a cupcake manufacturing business, came after a showing in the school gym of Chloe's appearance on Rachel Ray. It was taped Monday in New York with her parents, Heather and Shed Sterling. The sixth grader watched the segment with her parents and fellow students on a giant screen TV with cupcakes for everyone. After the viewing, Spengler, this is the owner of the plumbing business, and a crew of Shed Sterling's co-workers unveiled an 8x4-foot image of a commercial kitchen. They also gave the school a $500 donation in Chloe's name as a way to honor her fellow students who created and sold hundreds of Hey Cupcake t-shirts to show their support. Chloe's cupcake business was shut down by the Madison County Health Department in January because she didn't work out of a certified kitchen and was selling to the public. She'd been making cakes and cupcakes out of her family kitchen for about 2 years, mostly for friends, relatives, and occasionally selling them through word of mouth. The new kitchen will be filled with new appliances as well. During the taping of Rachel Ray, the family was surprised with a full suite of GE kitchen appliances from Ray and Buddy Velastro of TLC's Cake Boss, which was the show that she had originally watched as a young 9-year-old girl that Aww. Inspired her to want to become a cupcake manufacturer. So she got some gifts from the person who was on that show, the Cake Boss. Now she'll have a place to put those shiny new appliances. Mr. Spengler of Spengler's Plumbing is continuing to seek donations from suppliers and donors through his website, spenglerco.com. So if you want to help out with Chloe's business and helping fund the remodel or the addition of said commercial kitchen, you may do that at spenglerco.com. So that's the latest on the story. Everybody's being very, very obedient now and bowing down to the state. And yay! A happy ending.
I think that sometimes you have to choose your battles. And obviously when the state came and tried to shut this girl down, they didn't have... You know, whatever it was, she wanted to keep making cupcakes as far as we know.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as we know, that's what she wanted more than anything else. But it just wasn't worth it to her or her family to fight it. So, I mean,
was it worth it to build a commercial
kitchen?
They were
going to back down, right? Yeah. So would that have been a better thing for freedom if they had just backed down and not opened a licensed kitchen?
No, that would have been terrible as well. But essentially, this would not have been possible had it not been for the generosity of this man who, you know, happens to employ her father.
It's true. And what ended up happening with the story is this little girl gets to keep making cupcakes,
mm-hmm.
and her competition has nothing to be upset about because now she's going by the same rules. And we've got this great story about how terrible the government is at handling human freedom.
That much is true. The government is not the good guy in this story at any point. They could have been, but they chose not to be.
And well, how would they have? How could they have been?
They could have looked the other way.
Right, well, that's all they really would have been able to do, right. But that wouldn't make them the good guy in the story.
Well, or
there would not have been a story.
They could have changed their mind, I suppose.
At that point, they really can't.
Well, that's right. They can't because then they're inconsistent.
Right. Well, you know, the gentleman called in. I can't remember what his name was.
Aaron.
What is it?
Aaron
called in, and, you know, they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. All you can do as the bureaucrat who found this story, assuming it was a bureaucrat that found this story, is ignore it. If somebody called in and made the complaint, you could ignore the complaint. And just say, hey, you know, whatever. I forgot. Sorry.
Well, now, there's an interesting link here that I haven't had a chance to look at. Again, on the comments section here on BND.com where this story is, and I'll link over here on our Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter. You can see it for yourself. But one of the commenters, who happens to be named Aaron, Aaron Wright, says, before this news story hit, we did a video with some analysis on this topic. In my opinion, the government clearly overstepped its bounds by telling the family that they needed an inspected kitchen, because that is absolutely not true.
Really?
Now, wouldn't that be an interesting detail? Now, look, I haven't watched his link. He provides a YouTube link here that purportedly, you know, spells out his perspective on this. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if the actual statutes have some sort of exemption for a home-based business.
Right.
That's a possibility, and, you know, maybe nobody checked their claims.
Yeah, their claim, you know, isn't law. It's just a claim against the law.
Right. A bureaucrat can come along and tell whatever lie they want to or give whatever misinformation. The bureaucrat may believe there is such a restriction. The bureaucrat may be under a mistaken belief and is simply just spouting off misinformation. It may not even be a lie. You know, if you don't know you're giving misinformation, then you're not actually lying. Then you're just passing along misinformation. So maybe this guy's right, and it turns out that if you actually read the city ordinances, oh, well, looks like she's not in violation after all.
Wouldn't that be a story? They just went after her because they're mean. Meanies.
Or because they're incompetent.
Bullies.
In this case. They're both, or maybe both. They're both bullies and incompetent. They don't even know their own rules. Which,
right.
Of course, is not that's typical in a lot of cases for government. They don't know the rules they're tasked with enforcing. So that's the latest on the cupcake story. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Allie's got some news about the e-cigarette critics. They are on attack again. We talked last week about how Los Angeles may be having an e-cigarette ban soon, but we'll give you the latest on what Allie's got to say here in a little bit. Hour number two is next. This is Free Talk Live. You take control.
Come celebrate Bitcoin's race into the future at the Texas Bitcoin Conference, March 6, 2014, at the Circuit of the Americas in Austin, Texas, just before South by Southwest. The conference will be packed with the hottest speakers and key players in the Bitcoin world. This one is not to be missed. Get the details at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Register now with fiat or, of course, Bitcoin. That's TexasBitcoinConference.com.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2520 degrees. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On secret missions to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com or call 855-321-HEALTH.